You are listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Hi there, folks. Welcome to the Sonic Society, the world's largest showcase of modern audio drama. This week, David is off with a little seasonal bug, and I'm back here at the Mutual Audio Network penthouse, ready and excited to share with you the latest release from Ashley Quach and Paula Deming, who together make Sasquatch Radio, and their exciting and hilarious Deck the Halls audio drama series. Today's feature is Summer Special, and in this episode, your favorite cast of characters get into a great new series of adventures. Emma, Jackie, and Stu head out to Tripp's family lake house for some needed rest, but the cabin holds a secret far more gruesome than bulk sour mix. And without saying any more, it all begins right here on the Sonic Society.
Sasquatch Radio presents Deck the Halls with Matrimony.
Scare B&B.
Ooh. Oh, fine. I Know What You Drank Last Summer by Ashley Quach.
New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Richard Nixon went by Dick, and I think it's fly when girls come by in the summer. In the summer. Rocket Pops, Band-Aids, and Pixie Sticks. Pringle Chip, Duck Mouth, Giggle Fits. I had my hand stuck in a can ever since last summer. It's a bummer.
Perfect. We can build the fire right here, move some chairs down to the sand, we'll have a perfect view of the fireworks.
Are you sure this is the house?
This is the only house.
I thought there was going to be, like, other cabins and cars and people. We didn't take a wrong turn somewhere?
This is the only road. We took a right and a right and a right and passed the old Dairy Queen. There hasn't been another turn off for a mile.
Maybe we didn't go far enough.
The lake is right here. There's no more road to go down.
Maybe we missed a right, or maybe this is, like, the boathouse?
What does the website say?
Each cabin features orange awning. See? Each implies more than one.
I'd call that awning orange.
Maybe. We scrape off all the bird crap. Yellow parasols.
Oh, here, under the tarp. With some logs? And part of a bicycle.
When I met you, I said my name was Mitch. I don't know why I said that, because my name is Rich.
Citronella tiki torches.
Oh, maybe that's what the logs are.
Charming vista.
I mean, there's birds.
Green deck chairs.
Maybe we did miss a turn. I don't even see a lockbox or a hide key. Says there's a key box under the cactus planter.
Oh, deck chair.
Where?
In the water.
It's a pretty festive lime green.
Where the hell is Tripp?
He's driving up after work. His dad had to pick up some cousin of his from the airport.
It's Tripp's damn vacation rental. It should be him navigating us through the damn woods.
Think about the summer and a bug, cause I miss it.
Make a U-turn.
What?
Make a U-turn.
Why?
I told you to make a left.
There is no left.
There's a horse trot right off the feeder.
I can't take a Tesla off-roading.
It's not a Tesla, it's a Kalashnikov.
See? Sasha doesn't mind.
Can you scoot your seat up?
No, you're fine.
I can't take a weird imported electric sports car off-roading.
This thing is a tank. It's made by the same Soviets that manufactured the AK-47. You could fly it to the moon and blow out a chunk of the Sea of Tranquility.
I'm worried about getting it stuck in a ditch.
Perform a 16-point turn at the nearest charging station.
What?
1/4 unit bar left in reserve supply.
What?
Recharge.
If we're stopping, let's find the service station that sells charcoal.
This thing can run on coal?
No. I'm mixing the blasting caps for the sparklers.
Oh! Is that gunpowder?
Accelerant.
It will be, once we get some real proper black powder.
Put that down!
Hey, you spill everywhere! Ugh!
Hold the wheel!
Accelerate.
Give me the
gunpowder!
Accelerate.
This place looks like it would go up in flames if you dropped a sparkler.
Tripp says Junior and Sasha do fireworks every year for Purin. They haven't burned the woods down yet.
Maybe that's where all the other cabins went. What's Purin?
I'm not 100% sure. Some kind of Slavic holiday. For the thunder god?
Good excuse to get drunk and blow up all the fireworks you got drunk and forgot about on the 4th.
I think in ye olden days, people would kill a bull and wash their weapons in its blood. Tripp's grandma used to make calf blood stew and challenge her sister to bare-knuckle box in the yard. So honestly, this is pretty low-key.
Gross. Does Tripp have the keys?
They're supposed to be in a planter. By the door?
Stu, you done unloading?
Help me get the cooler out.
I'll move the car.
Wait, move it where?
To town.
Jackie.
Real quick, I'll just whip out and get us some more margarita mix. Some lactaid, maybe a tetanus shot.
Jackie.
Are you sure? I brought 2 gallons.
No bailing. I'm sure it's nicer inside.
You brought 2 gallons of what?
Margarita mix. They only sell the big jugs at Costco, and I wanted to get both flavors. See, blue and green, like fireworks. Kaboom.
The blue one isn't margarita mix. It's Curacao.
Is that different?
It's liqueur.
Okay.
The margarita mix is not.
I know. I brought tequila to mix with them.
Have you been mixing the Curacao with tequila?
No, not always.
This stuff is 80 proof.
What's 80 proof?
Alcoholic. Hella alcoholic.
Ah, yeah, that makes much more sense.
Explain.
See, there's this contest at the Arlington Stadium Apple Wings Italian box where you send in the recipe for new menu items, and if you get picked, they give you a golden helmet and free chicken pizza wings for a year. I've been tinkering with something really crazy. Desserts that are drinks.
Like putting vodka in a milkshake.
This is the Stadium Apple Wings, Jackie. The Cowboys play there. Their pitmaster just got awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It takes a little more razzle-dazzle than thinning out bulk fudge ripple with antifreeze.
How about Chardonnay and cream cheese?
I started simple, you know? Soaking ladyfingers in rum or, you know, jamming a bunch of mini Oreos into a bottle of Champel. But this time, I have got a winner.
Hit me.
It's a mutant turtle margarita parfait.
Turtles like the caramel pecan chocolate things?
No. Like Ninja Turtles' Secret of the Ooze. But I can't call it that. The rules lady already rejected my Thanos edible infinity garlic knots.
I remember those. Are you sure they rejected it on copyright grounds? I'm still trying to get the food coloring stains out of my guest bathroom. It looked like I was dropping unicorn bath bombs in the toilet for 2 days after we ate those.
Well, see, that's why this recipe is brilliant. No extra food coloring necessary. You mix the blue stuff with Cool Whip and make the margarita in the blender. Then you go Cool Whip, margarita, Cool Whip, margarita, Cool Whip, margarita, thin layer of fruit cocktail, dash of margarita, Cool Whip, Cool Whip, Cool Whip, Cool Whip, Cool Whip, and then you stick it back in the freezer and after an hour give it one tiny half push on the chop speed of the blender and boom, it looks like a tie-dyed sewer and it tastes like, well, I guess it tastes mostly like lime jello at first.
Call it the secret of the booze parfait.
Yes!
Wait, so how many shots go into a single serving?
I'm still working that out, but both times I made it, I fell asleep after like 4 sips. All that Cool Whip went to waste. It tastes like 3 tubs.
You passed out? Like on the floor?
I don't know. Once under the house, once in the backyard, but it didn't rain, so it was still a pretty good birthday after all.
That was on your birthday? Gretchen and I knocked on your door for like 20 minutes. I bought Mylar balloons.
Oh no, they're so bad for sea turtles.
We had to go to the bowling alley without you.
Oh, with the disco lights?
Well?
Well, now I feel like a boob.
It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I didn't even know I was going to be in town until that morning.
I wish I'd known.
I wish I'd known. We would have at least brought you inside.
Why didn't you mention it?
It was your birthday, and I didn't want to make you feel bad just because our dumb impulse party idea didn't pan out. Besides, I figured Katie was running wild on your, birthday present.
We had our own adult celebration a couple of nights before.
Yeah?
It was wild. I nearly dislocated my elbow.
Whoa!
I've still got some of the bruises. The big one on my butt just started to turn yellow.
Ew.
Katie probably got some funny looks at work the next day. I accidentally wanged her in the face pretty hard with one of my balls.
Oh.
I wasn't aiming for her face, but, you know, when you're both jumping around, it's kind of hard to hit a target. She was wearing goggles, though, so in the end, it just gave her a funny red line above her eyebrow.
Oh.
It just made her look like she was very surprised for a couple of days. You have appendicitis? There are bagels in the cafeteria?
Batting cage, paintball.
Trampoline land. The one by the mall has an adult dodgeball Wednesdays now.
Never change, Stu.
I found the keys!
Whoa!
How did you get up there?
I crawled up on the woodshed, then I rolled over the porch roof, and then there's a window open through a... it's not really an attic, more of a crawl space. Then I jimmied, opened the dormer, and fell out on the window box. Keys were right on top of the flower pot, just like the website said. Well, except I don't know if I'd call an aloe plant a cactus. Oh, watch your head! Got him!
The keychain's a little pig! A little pig, and his eyes pop out when you squeeze his eyes and his tongue, and when it squeals. Jackie, can I see that a second?
Can you lift me down? I don't want to crawl back through the attic. My clothes are gritty.
Yeah?
It poops when you squeeze it! Look! It poops, and then it goes back in. Poop, back in. Poop, back in. Poop, back in.
Stu!
I just wanted to check
something. We can play with the keychain later.
Can I be in charge of the keys then?
You can be in charge of the keychain.
Yes.
After we get Emma down and we get inside, I will take the keys off and appoint you exclusive secretary to Mr. Oinks here, okay?
Still up here.
Hang on, I'm looking for something we can use as a ladder.
I should make him a hat and a little powdered wig. Then we can call him Alexander Hamilton.
Cute.
Alexander Hamilton?
I get it.
Stu, help me move the planter.
What did they plant in here? Cement?
Ugh, a hernia.
Why couldn't they put the keys in a plant on the ground floor?
Maybe they rent to people who are taller.
Like Shaq.
Or the Skarsgårds.
What if you back the car up to ride underneath the porch?
The back angles out. You'd still have to jump. If we can move this planter 2 more feet, you could reach your foot down and almost touch... Stu, come on!
Nuts to this. Em, sit down, slide your legs over the edge, we'll grab your feet.
I can crawl back through the attic. Oh, or hey, there's a 2/3 of a hook ladder stuck in the crawl space.
What happened to the rest of it?
Dunno. Rusted off.
Nasty.
Maybe I can hang it off the gutter.
Come on, if I stand on the planter, I can reach you. You put your left foot down on my shoulder, then slide back and put your right foot down on Jackie's shoulder, then I step down off the planter and you lower yourself until you can jump off.
Human ladder, okay.
Just like in cheerleading.
No, I was never a cheerleader.
Yeah, but you'll pick it up. We've got the Treasury Secretary for good luck. Right, Jackie? Thank you.
Welcome.
Come on, I got you. Big G, little O, go.
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 V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Stop clapping.
U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly.
Focus.
You ugly.
Ready?
Hut.
I'm never going anywhere again without rope and a grappling hook.
Got your foot. I've got your spot, okay?
Okay.
Jackie, ready to catch the right foot?
Ready.
Slide back.
Sliding?
Whoa!
Whoa!
What? Hey! Hold the leg! Holding leg! Part of the deal was holding my leg!
Don't move!
Don't move!
Oh, God, don't move!
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get a stick. No, 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 no. I'm gonna get a stick!
Stick, get a stick!
What?
Sweetie, honey, got a good grip?
Why?
It's fine. There are just a few spider nests on you. So we need you to hang real tight just for a minute.
Got a stick!
He's got a stick!
There's one in my sandal.
Don't move your foot.
It's sticky and firm and I can't shake it off. I can't shake it off. It's under my toe.
I'm gonna unbuckle your shoe. Stu's gonna knock it off. Okay, here comes Stu.
Okay. Hold your foot straight.
It's scary.
This nest is so sticky.
Hold your foot straight.
What? Hey.
Be careful.
I can't, hold on.
It's hatching.
It broke. The nest broke.
Hold your foot straight.
Stu, get the rest of them.
Relax your foot.
Don't whack the nest. You're breaking them.
What's on my foot?
Ah! Oh, God. They're everywhere, Stu.
Stop moving.
They're going up my leg. Get them off.
They're sticky.
What are you doing?
I can't help it.
The back of my knee.
Sorry.
Help.
Sorry. I got it in my mouth.
Okay.
They're hatching. Oh. They're stuck all over my sweatshirt.
Ow.
Throw it in the lake.
Send them back to hell.
Emma, you have to jump.
You have to catch me.
I don't... Okay. I've got your right leg. Stu.
There still might be spiders in her clothes.
Stu. Left leg, come on. S-P-I-D.
E-R-S.
That's the way we spell success.
What?
S-P-I-D.
E-R-S.
That's the way we spell
success.
Ew. Spotter up.
Ready?
Basket catch.
Drop onto. 1, 2.
Charging. 80 versus 2 full power.
I told you not to throw that bag out of the window.
You didn't say it was sulfur.
Upholstery's gonna smell like rotten eggs for weeks.
We'll ride with the windows down.
Well, if you're going to be pissy about it...
You told me no illegal fireworks this
year. I said no homemade fireworks.
Illegal.
Sasha brought these special.
Illegal.
Well, I'm sure he ordered them from Amazon. He's just juicing them up.
Starting!
What'd you find?
M62 for 5,000 Ravinia, a bargain.
Get four! Ah, your cousin. He's like a kid at Christmas. He's a real Mozart with explosives.
Cousin Sasha had to have his index fingers replaced with his distal phalanges.
Yeah, most people don't even notice the toe fingers. Hey, did you ever see him do his magic trick?
No.
Sasha! Focus! Shell chop!
No!
No, this is great! Very special, he only does it once a year.
No! Fine. Sasha! Shell chalk. Great.
Pull my finger.
All this for a fart. Yeah, toe thumb!
Toe thumb!
Toe thumb! Outstanding! Let's see if this gas station sells electrical tape.
70 versus the full power.
You said it, Mr. Secretary.
I would like a drink.
Blue, please.
Blue and green.
Thank the Buddha Christ.
Oh, God, that's vile.
I can't believe you mixed this with Cool Whip.
It's broken.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stu.
He died as he lived.
In abject, filthy squalor.
Surrounded by spiders.
Ugh.
It still squeaks a little bit. Just let it rest.
My scalp still feels gritty. Or footy. You can't see anything in my hair?
Not in my face.
Stick your head under the faucet.
I'm gonna go change my clothes.
Burn mine.
Where's your shoe?
The spiders took it.
I've got it.
Boil it.
Good idea.
Boil it. Oh, you mean really?
Really? Give me your shirt. Boil everything. I'll just wear my PJs on the drive home tomorrow.
Well, I don't have any other clothes.
Oh, no, that's right.
Not even your swimsuit?
Trip's bringing my bag up with him.
You can wear my swimsuit.
Thanks.
Here, I've got an extra t-shirt.
Do you have any extra underwear?
No.
Jackie.
It's the weekend. A lazy lake weekend in the dirt, sweat, and lake water. I'm not bringing my good lacy things to the woods.
You never bought a pack of Hanes?
What? Like to wear?
You can have some of mine.
Wow. These are really cute. Look, flamingos and hot dogs.
Cute.
It's my party underwear.
Huh. See, some people wear cotton.
Give me a pair.
Donuts or lightning bolts.
Lightning.
Turn your back.
Watch the water. Huh. These are roomy. I could fit a wallet in here.
It must be weird to have a wang.
Like having a tail.
Or a really long butt.
I always thought of it like an extra nose.
What?
Because you gotta blow it.
No, not a nose, but more like how elephants have trunks. Except I can't smell out of my...
Whiz kicker.
Tinkler sprinkler.
But I always thought it would be neat if I could pick up things, like peanuts and lemonade. Ha! Water's boiling! I don't think this pot is big enough to hold everything.
We'll do batches. Thin clothes first, socks, shirts, and underwear. Denim and chinos go next. Might have to do two loads.
This is just like pioneer times.
We're right down to the cholera.
We can find a rock in the lake to beat the clothes on when they're done boiling.
Yeah, beat them.
Beat them right out.
Some people prefer modern contraptions to take care of their dirtiest laundry.
No, really, there's nothing like the old-fashioned method.
My grandmother had a special hand crank machine to squeeze out her, unmentionable.
I've heard hand-beating laundry is really coming back with millennials.
Oh, yes. I read about that.
Manual lacking.
You guys are weird.
What? Just having a casual conversation about beating out... our dirty laundry.
In the woods?
I don't know what the pioneers did for soap.
I think they all died before their clothes got dirty enough for it to matter.
Ooh, there's a tiny bit of dish soap left in this thing.
Salt. I bet they boiled all their clothes with salt.
That doesn't sound right.
What else would they have?
Salt would make the clothes all crusty.
Let's see what we've got. Comet. Oh, mousetraps. Baking soda, nutmeg, baking soda. Oh, here's some salt.
Do people use baking soda to clean clothes, or is that just tea?
Or your bathroom?
My deodorant has baking soda in it.
So it's got cleaning properties.
The ancient Egyptians used it to make mummies.
Pioneers didn't have baking soda. That's why they had hardtack.
You're thinking of baking powder.
This stuff looks pretty old. This box is mostly dead lace wings. And that one's a brick.
Maybe if we soak the box in the sink, we can chisel some slices out.
Okay.
Oh, isn't there a shower someplace?
I saw one outside.
Look pretty rusty.
Then I'll jump in the lake.
It's probably got leeches.
Oh, come on. I just want soap and a loofah and a piece of steel wool and apricot scrub and boiling hot shower.
Give me the blue jug.
We need ice. Oh, they've only got trays.
Maybe wipe them down before you fill them.
How is this place $600 a night?
Whoa.
Oh, good. The Donaldsons are already here.
Hey, Mitzi!
Ooh, Miss Donaldson got a new two-piece.
Stop ogling old ladies in their bikinis, Dad.
I'm not talking about her swimming costume.
Huh?
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Nice catch, Janet.
Oh, thanks. Just got back from Palm Beach.
Okay, now, you're in the south cabin. Sasha and me are in the master bungalow. Throw on your swim trunks. Let's see what's in the blender at the swim-up bar.
Where are the girls? Where's Stu? Where's the minivan?
Probably with the valet?
No, Emma texted me hours ago. She said she was here. Yeah, she's probably waiting for...
She's off with her friends, having a little girl time. Relax, it's a big place. They've got plenty to do. Come on, we gotta get the rocket launcher set up before it gets dark.
I got banana sherbet pops.
Exploded Ecto Cooler.
Lima beans? No, wait, chicken livers.
Ew.
Eggo waffles?
How old?
I'm not sure.
Who's on the box?
Wayne Gretzky.
1992?
This place has a crime scene vibe, like something terrible happened. And no one ever came back after the coroner's left.
Tripp said he used to come here all the time.
Maybe it flooded?
Maybe it was originally a summer camp.
And a pair of sexy summer camp counselors drowned.
But they never found the bodies.
Because something took them under the water.
And once every 10 years, their cabin magically resurfaces.
That would explain the warp on these cabinets.
Did they drown in their cabin?
Yes. Right before breakfast. A breakfast of these waffles!
Once I dropped my neon orange Wayfarers in my mom's stepdad's jacuzzi, and by the time I found them again, they turned to that peachy color you see on old Band-Aids.
I wonder if there's a jacuzzi here.
There's a suspiciously big pile of leaves in the back.
Wait. Who did Tripp used to come here with? I really can't picture him in junior hot tubbing.
I'm sure they came together sometimes.
Is this like his dead mom's vacation rental?
Jackie!
I'm just saying, if like the last time he was here was when his mom was stocking up on Eggo waffles.
It's not.
And then she drowned.
She never drowned.
The Eggos gave her the fatal crash.
She had a stroke.
In the lake?
He used to come here with his old girlfriend, okay?
Ew.
It was a long time ago.
This is a sex cabin?
It's not a sex cabin. It's a lake house with a dock and a canoe.
And a jacuzzi.
Who sends their wife and her attractive best friends to their ex-girlfriend's sex cabin?
No, he didn't. And it wasn't like it was, oh, my lover. He came here with all his girlfriends.
That's worse.
Ew.
I mean, like high school.
Ew.
Like a prom party.
Sex cabin.
Sex cabin.
Teenage sex cabin. Ugh.
Grow up. There's board games and puzzles and baking soda and ticks and spiders and shut up, it is not a sex cabin.
I did not think I could feel dirtier in this kitchen.
Shut up.
I bet there's like 500 decomposing solo cups in the crawl space under the house.
Shut up.
And condoms.
Ooh, and Mountain Dew.
And Silk Dragon t-shirts.
And the rotted out husk of a guitar.
And the ghost of Jennifer Love Hewitt stalking the halls.
Killed by one hell of a UTI from the look of this countertop.
If you listen carefully, you can hear the opening chords of Green Day's Time of Your Life. I had the time of my life.
That's Dirty Dancing.
You bet it was.
She wanted. Doomed to an eternity of low-rise flare-leg jeans. Trying to discover the meaning of life.
Before she goes to college.
Should I double major in art history and political science?
I have to go to a state school.
Maybe I'll just study drama until I transfer to Columbia.
feel fine.
What was the name of that guy who was in love with her in that thing?
Ethan Embry.
Yes!
Okay. Tie this off, eh? Okay, oh, don't get caught on top. Okay. Move this saw. You're too close to the buttocks, eh?
What is that?
Come on, Bubba, sweep the bubbaloos.
Dad, did Emma get here yet?
Probably stuck in traffic. Another Tom Collins, Janet?
Please.
Well, can you call her? Well,
sure thing, son.
Okay, Mrs. Junior gonna call on the phone. Now sunset is in 14 minutes, and then we light the matches. Kaboom! Let's mash, oh yeah!
Raising struts.
Raising struts.
Raising struts.
Looking good, boys.
Can't we just stick the fireworks in a sand bucket and light them?
What is... Don't you hear that?
No, no. It is the weeping of your ancestors who perished in the icy Serbian winters, huddled together for warmth because they had no fireworks. No mash!
Hey!
Well, this is not entirely uncozy.
We've got boiling water and two colors of liquor.
If we had an IKEA lamp and a succulent, this qualifies as glamping.
Oh, I'm starving.
What should we do with the dead spiders in the water? Fish them out with a fork?
Oh!
Nope, fork's not doing it. They're really small. Hundreds. At first I thought it was just sand, but sand wouldn't float.
Skin them off with a paper towel.
Do not let me see them.
Do not.
You don't feel bad?
Yes.
Sick.
Disgusting.
I mean about the baby spiders. Like at the end of Charlotte's Web when Charlotte dies and Wilbur has to take care of her eggs and he has to carry them to safety in his mouth. I forget why. Probably because if someone found them like we did,
they'd freak out and stomp them into oblivion.
A perfectly rational reaction.
It was beautiful at the end. All the eggs hatched and the baby spiders flew away on little parachutes and they didn't even know their mother. How much she sacrificed.
Oh my God.
I forgot about the little parachutes.
They were beautiful and silver.
They could be in the air right now.
Stu, honey bunny, spiders are a wonderful and wholesome part of the ecosystem.
Until they're in your hair and mouth.
And your eyes.
And nose.
Oh, God. Blue stuff.
Give me the green.
So, just try not to worry. I'm sure none of them could talk.
Or spell.
I guess.
Circle of life.
Hakuna Matata.
You're right. If it wasn't us, the little baby spiders could have gotten snatched up by a hawk or crushed under a log. Or no, I guess the spiders would like being under logs.
All reproductive cycles have some accounting for natural selection.
Right. If you crushed a dozen nests crawling out of the attic, there's probably at least 40 or 50 more nests up there.
I'm leaving.
Oh my God, you fell. You can't leave. You're... Crab!
You're drunk.
So are you!
Stu!
I told you not to mix the blue and the green.
No!
Stu, you have to take us away. You have to drive us away from here.
I can't. I already had a whole cup of the blue one.
No, you can't.
Buzz driving is drunk driving.
We're gonna die in the woods in this dirty old sex cabin.
Give me the green. Okay. One more green and like an inch of the blue, then poof! Drunk time machine, it's tomorrow morning and Trip is here.
Trip!
With clean clothes and car keys.
Why isn't Trip here?
And we can go home.
That is entirely too much blue.
Time machine!
Wait!
Hey!
If we fall asleep,
right?
It's on the floor.
Or the counter, dish towels.
Spiders.
Oh no!
I can't fall asleep.
You sleep with your mouth open.
Spider mouth.
Spiderman webs.
Who wants water?
Yes. Stew. Brilliant stew.
Gotta drink water.
Wake up! It's so brassy.
Drink the clothes water.
Nasty.
Stu boiled it. It should be fine.
We have bottled water.
Yes.
I told you.
He is a genius. Oh, so smart.
This is fun. It's like Survivor.
Shut up, Stu.
We already ate bugs. We're boiling our laundry. We'll start a roaring campfire and fish in the lake. If we catch a bass, I can show you how to make fish jerky.
Don't you just dry it out?
Well, mostly. The smoke does something else to it. Or maybe you need salt.
Why not just eat the fish?
Or is it hot sauce?
That's sardines.
Do we have any food?
We really don't have enough salt.
Guac, hot dogs, marshmallows.
We didn't bring buns?
Nah, yeah, I'm pretty sure the smoke salts.
The smoke smokes it.
I mean, figuratively speaking.
We don't have fishing poles.
Or a net.
Crap, we didn't bring buns.
I can catch fish with my hands.
You can't.
There's no microwave.
We could boil the hot dogs.
Not in the underwear water.
Oh, there's not like a frying pan?
Muffin tins.
Those are popover tins.
Colander.
Or maybe it's for those flaky French butter cake things.
Croissants.
Queen Yaman.
Queen Yaman?
I don't know what this one is. Meat vent?
Ethan Embry making French pastry in the sex cabin.
Strainer, splatter garden, candy thermometer, no frying pan.
I can fry them on the cookie sheet. See? It's kind of like a griddle.
There's no ketchup either.
Of course. Why would there be? Who would possibly expect a cabin in the woods to have a frying pan or ketchup or easily accessible turkeys?
Remember when we were in college and all the dorms had were three old cookie sheets, a big plastic bowl, and the lid of a saucepan?
It was really hard to make soup.
We can get by as long as we've got a fork and a pan with a brim.
I know. I brought mustard. I'm sure I brought buns.
Trip will be here soon. He'll have barbecue potato chips and sour cream and coffee and every good thing.
We're just gonna eat plain hot dogs, no buns, no relish, nothing.
We could dip them in the guacamole.
They're outside.
Guacamole?
The buns.
With the bugs?
In the car. I only unloaded the bag with the perishables. We were supposed to be cooking over a campfire for dinner.
Buns and mustard! Come on, Emma!
Oh, no, those are the house keys.
We might need the house keys, too. Stu, give me the car keys.
I don't have them.
Em?
You had them, right?
No. Stu drove. We were unloading the car right after we pulled up on the ice chest out. You climbed up on the roof!
But when we pulled the ice chest out, you said, give me the keys, and I gave them to you.
That was joking.
But I gave them to you.
And I gave them the... Well, I put them... the... They're not here. I must have dropped them.
Out there?
When did it get so dark?
The sun just went down.
Thank God. I thought I was losing vision in my right eye.
We were supposed to build a fire.
And my left eye.
Without the fire, it's just a lot darker than I was expecting.
What time is it?
7:40. What does that say?
Were those trees always so tall and thick? Where is the moon?
It's 6. 67?
No, wait. That's the second hand.
One of these must be a porch light or a kitchen light.
8:15.
At night?
Garbage disposal!
Who's that? Who's got their phone? We need a flashlight.
Where's my purse?
Disposal!
Who has two built-in garbage disposals and no goddamn fry pan?
There's another set of switches by the door.
Mops? Oh, please only be mops.
My battery is on 5%. Shoot! Trip called twice.
Golubushka, gather around and we will ride the fires of our extinguishing mortal stars into the night.
All right.
Hey, Emma isn't answering her phone. Were you able to get her?
No, I thought she was in the pool.
What? Why? Why would you think that?
Doesn't she swim?
God! Damn bugs!
Oh, the battery saver won't let me use my phone's flashlight.
What if we put tape on our shoes? Like flypaper.
To catch the moths?
To catch the keys! We put tape on our shoes and retrace our steps to the car.
Then we look at our shoes.
Vegas odds, we'll only need to walk 20 or 30 laps till one of us comes up with them.
Or we can use my phone if we're fast. I've still got like 30% battery.
If we had tape and a flashlight...
We'd find the keys 3 times as fast.
I am hungry and I'm not waiting you to find masking tape.
What?
Shh, lights. Turn the lights off.
What? Jackie, turn the lights back on.
Be quiet.
What are we listening for?
You didn't see it?
See what?
Movement.
You mean the moth?
Not in here, out there. It was, I don't know, fur. There was definitely fur.
Maybe it was my grandmother Arlene.
What?
She had a mink coat. I'm trying to stay positive. Turn on the porch light. Maybe we'll scare it.
There is no porch light.
Okay, kitchen window. Maybe we can use your flashlight to spot it.
I want to turn the lights back on.
We can see further if we don't.
The window's too dirty. I can't see past the planters.
Open the window.
What if it's, like, right there?
Just a crack.
We're gonna die in the woods.
Okay.
Shh.
Beastars! Ah!
That's the car!
Right. Honda. Old headlights.
Bird. Squirrel. Frog.
Boat.
Deer.
Ooh.
Majestic.
Maybe it was a deer.
Don't move!
What is it?
It's trying to open the passenger side door.
The food!
Did you lock the car?
I guess not.
Goodbye, hot dog buns.
Goodbye, graham crackers.
Goodbye, ketchup. Goodbye, mustard.
Look on the bright side. If you hadn't left the car unlocked, it might have just broken the window. Well, it might have torn the door off. At Yosemite, they make you put all your food in bear lockers because the bears are food geniuses. A grizzly can smell an open pack of cheese nips in an Oldsmobile and rip right through the trunk like a can opener.
A grizzly bear.
You think it's a grizzly bear?
It's not a grizzly bear.
Well, it's not a koala bear.
There aren't any grizzly bears in Texas.
There are black bears.
What?
They were endangered, but conservation efforts and stricter enforcement of hunting regulations has brought their population back to healthier numbers. It's kind of exciting. You used to only see black bears back east, closer to Arkansas, but we've been seeing the population fanning out as new adolescents look for mates.
Stay!
What? I phone banked for the Sierra Club.
What does the Sierra Club say about getting rid of black bears?
They don't. That's kind of the point.
Stuart,
do we hide? Play dead?
Oh, no, that's grizzlies. Grizzlies are very territorial, so they won't mess with you unless they consider you a threat. Black bears, though, they attack because they're hungry.
There goes the cheese whiz.
They attack if they're hungry.
Oh, yeah. I forget if you're supposed to run uphill or downhill, or maybe you're supposed to climb a tree or punch it on the nose. No, wait, that's sharks.
Stew.
But you should absolutely not play dead. I know that. That's how people end up getting face transplants.
We have to call for help.
I have to call Trip.
We don't need Trip. We need a park ranger or a fire truck and a hose.
He's coming right now. He's on his way. What if he drives up and gets out of the car right as the bear is getting out of our car and the bear knocks his face off with one paw and I have a faceless husband? I don't know if our health insurance covers cadaver transplants.
It might not be a bear.
You said it was a bear.
No, you said it was a bear.
I was just making conversation. Ow! Excuse me for being helpful.
Go look.
It'll see the flashlight.
It's got the Diet Coke. That's the end of the food. In 2 minutes, that lion or tiger or whatever the frick bear is going to be in here going after those hot dogs.
We ate the hot dogs.
Exactly. You're like a styrofoam takeout container.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, we're at... Oh, crap. What's the address? Hang on. We're in a rental. There's a bear or something big outside.
There was an attic light.
There was?
Just a bulb and a pull cord. If I turn it on, it might be as good as a porch light. We could see the yard.
It's in the car. It's 15 feet from the front door.
Ma'am, this line is for emergencies only.
That could work.
Would the thing... Do you think it would try and climb up to the roof?
Maybe it'll just think it's the moon.
We're trapped in here like fish in a barrel. The bear could shoot at the fish in the barrel.
The bear has a firearm.
It's a figure of speech.
If it tried to climb up and get to the attic light...
Then we run out and get in the car. How did we get to the light?
There's a really tiny access panel on the hall. I thought it was a vent at first.
How much of the bear has to be in the house? The whole thing? What if it just breaks a window? One paw? What if it's a mountain lion? Ma'am?
Damn it!
Shh! Sorry.
You've reached the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Your call is important to us.
It's not officially an emergency until the animal is in the house.
Mailbox is full.
And the State Parks Department is still shut down, probably sharing a single-boost wireless burner with Fish and Wildlife and the Secretary of the Interior.
Now, can I call Trip?
See if he can pick up a shotgun on his way in.
Go watch the window.
What are you doing?
There's a light in the attic. Go to the window. When I turn it on, maybe the thing will run away.
It better.
Wait.
What?
Get your phone back. Take a picture.
No!
Come on! I want to see what it is, too.
Oh, for God's sake!
If it's an alien, we can sell the picture for a lot of money.
It's got fur, Stu. It's not an alien.
Or a Sasquatch.
Or bullshit.
Witness Magazine bought a picture of a mermaid for $3,000 in March.
M, we need the phone.
It keeps going straight to his voicemail.
I can't get Jackie to answer either. We have to go and find them.
Oh, come on. I got my cigar. I got my teeny tiny snifter of brandy. Sasha's all mounted and ready to start the fireworks.
Fine. I will look for her. Where's the car?
I told you. Sasha's got it.
You gave him the car to drive? No, not into the lake!
Into the bridge!
It's a boat car, eh? Elon Musk didn't think of that.
Abandon the collision car!
No, oh, I guess it's just a regular car. Sasha, you crazy dreamer!
I cannot run!
No.
I can't run!
I can't either.
Hang on, Sasha!
Shine on, you crazy diamond!
Now he's not answering.
He's probably still going through the mountain pass.
I don't know how to summarize this in a text.
Come on, let's flip the lights and see what we're dealing with first.
Okay.
You're gonna take the picture?
I got it. Ready?
Got the light cord. Ready?
Rolling.
Wait, I don't have my shoes on.
Pull!
Oh my god!
I'm sorry!
Stop flashing!
What? Did you see it?
Where is it?
What the hell were you doing?
I don't know, it was on!
2019. Cell cameras shouldn't even have flashes anymore.
The car's empty!
It's gone?
Which way did it go? Did it run to the lake or the woods?
Guys! How many eyes is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's a lens flare.
Where's the head?
It could have rolled in a bag of Jolly Ranchers. Or maple syrup. And broken glass?
It's wider and flatter than I thought it would be.
It's a bad flash. It's reflecting off the window screen and the windshield.
Unless bears can army crawl. Can bears army crawl?
That's not a bear.
Door!
I shut the door!
I locked it. It's locked.
Is there a back door?
Lock everything.
Kitchen window's locked.
Bathroom window locked.
Back door.
Locked?
It only had a chain.
What do we do?
Run for it?
I can't run in
sandals. We just have to get as far as the van.
We still have to find the keys.
Maybe. If we're very quiet and calm and slow, we can sneak past it.
And get to the road and walk to safety.
Quiet. Calm. And slow.
Okay, nice party. Little oops-kosh now ready for boom time. Manservants, raise the rockets!
Raising struts! It's fine.
That's it, Dad. I gotta go looking. Find me a car.
Oh, come on. Just watch the first rocket. This is like the Olympics.
Light my arrow. This time, real Robin Hood. Katniss Evergreen.
Like the movie or the book?
Fireworks! It's the fireworks! The fireworks are starting.
Holy crap! Oh, God! Kitchen window!
Shut the door!
Hold it
shut!
Window!
How is it in two places at once?
Under the floor! It's under the floor!
Oh, God! I can't take this!
Call 911 again! They have to send someone to take a helicopter!
It's 45 minutes and the nearest town will be dead!
We can set the house on fire!
The fireworks! The fireworks!
They're making it angrier!
No! The fireworks! There must be people out on the lake! We can signal to them with the attic light! S.O.S.
All the lights.
Fast, before they start shooting up the big fireworks.
Oh, God. Stu, on the attic light. I got the kitchen.
I got the hall.
All ready.
Ready, Stu. You call it.
All together. Wait, is it long, short, or short, long?
Short.
Okay, all together. Short, long, short, long, short.
For emergencies only.
She's been missing. 4 hours? 3? But she was supposed to be here and she's never late. Okay, then what does constitute an emergency?
I'm sure the police will call you if they find any people. Happy for rent.
What?
What's next? Chrysanthemum? Girandola?
911 won't put me through. I'm gonna start calling hospitals.
Did someone say Catherine?
Do a cowboy hat!
What is that?
Oh, it's brilliant. First, it blows in one of those flower ones, looks just like the crown, then another one shoots out, looks like the brim.
No, that.
It's in the ceiling!
Oh, no.
Stu, get out of there!
Oh, Stu, get down!
Keep going!
Stu!
Long,
Stu!
Long,
no.
Short, no.
long, short, ow, short, ah! It got me, it got me, it got me.
Oh, your arm.
Oh, my God. Get a towel.
Get a boiled shirt.
Ow! Stings!
So much blood.
Oh, no. Did you see it?
Claws and teeth everywhere. It's a plague.
These are really small scratches.
Are they? What is it?
We have to run.
Raccoon!
They're eating all my guacamole.
Oh, their little fingers are like hands. They're like little old lady hands.
I soaked the peppers in lime juice and tequila for 3 days.
Death blackened witch hands.
You know, I make chips to go with that. Okay, they found them.
Baba Yaga!
Stop throwing things! You're making them madder!
We need a broom!
Where's a broom?
Nowhere, because this cabin is a rancid death hole!
Get away!
They can't! The doors are locked!
Emma's right! We have to set the house on fire!
Get away!
They're running! No. Yeah, 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 go!
No, at all!
The keys!
The car keys!
Oh, that's right. I have them in my pants pocket after I took them from Jackie.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. It was alcohol and spider panic amnesia.
Forgiven. If we can find a way to get those keys.
And unlock the door.
And outrun the raccoons. Stu, refill the water pot. Jackie, can you reach the freezer?
I can just reach it.
Can you reach the waffles?
Come on, Yoga. Hold the table, Daddy. Waffles. Popsicles. Little bastards, bitter like banana.
How's the water coming, Stu?
Lukewarm.
We might have to do. Okay, we've got 8 popsicles and 6 waffles. Oh, they're gummy.
Good. More for their horrible little hands to glom onto.
Stu, how fast can you refill that pot?
It's slow.
Throw the margarita mix.
No!
I'll buy you more tomorrow.
It's just an awful lot of sugar. We're already giving them the popsicles.
They're raccoons, Stu. They don't have dentists.
They can get upset stomachs, Jackie.
Shh, let me think. We don't have enough ammo to do this twice. Water, popsicles, waffles. See, they're gonna end up jammed in the doorway unless we can drive them further back or lure them further into the kitchen.
Oh, that's what the food is for.
The food's frozen. They can't smell it unless they're right next to it. We need to get the whole flock away from the door.
Use the pots and pans to play whack-a-mole on their fat, bushy tails.
Not their bushy tails.
Dump all the food in the corner, wait for them to pile on it, then make a dash.
I guess that's gonna have to do. Stu, grab the house keys. Jackie, get ready to jump.
Madams? Secretary Hamilton, if we don't make it, it's been an honor and a privilege.
Sir, since you're already injured, I'm gonna ride your broken body like a river raft if we get cornered.
My friend! Whoa.
What's happening?
Stu, very carefully, squeak that pig one more time.
Oh, what is this? Are they attacking?
They're amorous.
They're attracted to the keychain.
Oh, they're getting amorous on my backpack.
New plan. Throw the keychain down the hall, grab the car keys, run like hell.
Deal.
Wait, do we still need the boiling water?
Now!
Car keys!
On your 6! Door! Door!
Why are these chasing the keychain?
Oh, they must be female.
Throw the sugar!
Alexander Hamilton!
Stu, get us out of here!
Water cyclone, water cyclone, water cyclone! Go, here!
Popsicles deployed!
Dorky!
They're regrouping!
Who's got the waffles?
They're horny and organized!
Got it! Shut the door, shut the door, shut the door!
I don't want to squish him.
Shut the door!
The car is unlocked!
I bit my tongue!
Run!
Wait, I'm still buckling my seatbelt!
Come on, start!
Whoa!
Trip! Inside!
Hey!
Give me his windbreaker, we can use it to cover the window!
What? are you talking about?
Demon alien raccoons trip.
They move as one.
Like a hive. Like an alien hive.
Like a swarm of psychic alien bees with bony, horrible thumbs.
Hey. Whoa, that's a lot of Curacao.
Some of it's tequila.
Stu, are you bleeding?
Focus!
If we're going to get out of here alive, we have to work together. God, honey, why did you come to this godforsaken place?
I saw the lights on across the lake.
You saw...
Across the lake?
At the lodge. I was going crazy. The fireworks had started and you weren't there, and Sasha... Oh, God, whatever you do, don't ask him about his toe thumb. But then I saw the lights flicking, and I thought maybe you got lost and were still driving around over here, so I jogged over.
You jogged over?
Well, I mean, not the whole way.
While we were being mauled by crazed raccoons.
What raccoons? Those? Hey, look, they've got a Diet Coke can.
So that's how it's gonna be.
Why don't you let me drive? I think you're too, you seem like you could use a rest.
It won't start the battery?
Oh, no, you have to have the brake on to turn the key.
Oh.
Huh. I didn't even realize there were still cabins over here. Dad knocked down the cabins on the East Bank because they flooded every time there was a hurricane.
I guess he missed one.
Or kept one.
Ew.
What?
Sex cabin.
Sex cabin.
Ew. Well.
Hey, look, big finish.
Pretty.
Should I get the rabies shot?
I think we all should.
To the hospital trip.
To the hospital!
Hospital!
Deck the Halls with Matrimony. Scare B&B is a Sasquatch Radio production written and directed by Ashley Quach, featuring the voice talents of Paula Deming as Emma, Keiko Agena as Jackie, Kyle Payne as Stu, Ian McCune as Trip, Martin Thompson as Junior, and Jesse Abbott Chin as Cousin Sasha. Sound recorded by Sean Price at Pricestone Studios. Edited by Matthew Jude. Sound design by Kevin Rosenquan. Opening music by My You. Sasquatch Radio is Ashley Quach and Paula Deming. You can support us by joining our Patreon or by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app. Thanks again to our patron, Travis Love, for his additional support. And thank you for listening to this Deck the Hall summer special. See you next time.
And that's this week's show. Thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks especially to Sir Z-Man, who asked specifically on Twitter this week, where are you guys? Well, we're still running weekly, as always, just here on the Mutual Audio Network. You can subscribe to us and all the great new shows at Mutual at Sunday Showcase. You can also get the Cadillac of feeds by subscribing directly to the Mutual Audio Network, where you not only get our new shows on Sunday Showcase, but you get great content every day based on the various genres. Not to mention Monday matinees, we go back and feature some amazing years past. We began this year with season 10, and we're still replaying those weekly. Tomorrow's Monday matinee actually is Rude Alchemy's first turn on the Sonic Society, and they join us in their full releases here on Mutual beginning on Friday Follies this week, so look for that. So there's a lot of amazing content to be gotten on the Mutual Audio Network. For us here at the Sonic Society, you can get us next Sunday Showcase when we have David back and the penthouse will be completely refurbished. I'm looking forward to the exciting month we have ahead. Until then, from everyone here at the Society and from the United Artists of Audio at Mutual, thanks so much for listening. I'm Jack Ward. You have a great day.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
Every other week, right here on Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network, you get a brand new episode of Bells in the Bat-Free, for which we apologize. However, if for some reason you can't get enough Bells in the Bat-Free, and after you've asked a professional therapist for help, head over this way on Fridays. Friday Follies has all the old Bells in the Bat-Free, going back to 2006, you know, back in the prehistoric days when it sounded like this to get on the internet. Anyway, if you want to catch the old ancient Bells in the Bat-Free, catch it on Friday Follies right here on the Mutual Audio Network. And we apologize in advance for that as well.